Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed firsthand the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking. On this podcast, we'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and equipped with the tools you need to build a thriving business. So I'm here at Hot Yoga Queensbury with owner and instructor Serena Smith. Nice to meet you, Serena.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't we start off just telling me a little bit about how you started Hot Yoga.
So for my personal practice, I started, it's been so many years now, I can't even remember. It was, I would say, 2010 or 12 in that area. I was actually my sister who got me started. She was a big fan of it, and she did this something else they call Inferno Hot Pilates, which is the branded style of Pilates inspired classes. And she was doing also Hot 26. She's like, you got to come and do this. You're going to love it. And at the time, I was a big CrossFit and OCR fan, obstacle course racing. And I had started to kind of nurse a shoulder injury from improperly lifting and all this overuse and stuff. And I wasn't stretching or anything like that. She's like, you just got to try it one time. So I said, okay, I will try it one time. And I did. And I was hooked. I just loved the feeling of it. I loved how it made my mind feel, my body feel. I didn't really start realizing the mental and emotional benefits right away. It was more the physical stuff because I was very much into my physical body at that time. But over the years, a bunch of other stuff came up. So it's been many years. For my personal practice, I ended up getting certified to teach the Pilates first. And then it was actually the year of COVID, which that feels like a time warp now, that I got certified to teach yoga.
Oh, the yoga as well.
Yeah. Hi, girl. And then for taking over Hot in Queensbury, I actually purchased it from the previous owner. This October will be 3 years.
Oh, so it was an existing business.
It was existing. I'm the third owner. So I have the honor of guiding it for however long as I want, hopefully till retirement. It's my goal.
Good, good. Well, I started hearing about it a year or so ago. So you must be doing something right.
I hope so. It's amazing. I have to pinch myself every day to realize that this is actually my life and that I get to do something I'm passionate about. So it doesn't feel like work. If they say you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And I finally understand that statement. It's very true.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do before?
I have worked in the restaurant industry my entire life. I did everything. I cooked, I did dishes, hostessing, bartending, waitressing, and I even owned my own restaurant for 10 years. It was very, very, very stressful. Kudos to all my restaurant people because that it's a tough industry. And it was basically sucking the life out of me, not to be dramatic, but it's true.
No,
it was so stressful. Yeah. So
you got that background of hard work and dealing with the public.
Yes.
And so now you brought that too. So what did you find challenges in starting up a business like this?
The hot yoga?
Yeah.
Well, it was already going. So that was helpful.
So you had a customer base.
Yeah, there was already a member base here. And I taught here as well.
You knew the business and you knew a lot of the people.
Yep. I knew most everyone here. So it was just more introducing myself as the leader, not just an instructor. And getting to know more people. I would only really get to meet the people that would come to my class. But now I get to sub often and I get to talk to people on different levels now. So the members were here and, you know, we get new members all the time, which is amazing. People hear about us. They come and see us. I mean, there's so many amazing fitness options in the area. So I'm always really honored when people come and visit us and try us and become members or just bypasses. Some of these people I've known for almost a decade now. It's crazy how time flies, the time you get to spend with people and how you get to know people, because yoga can be really emotional. So we're definitely a community here, and we share a lot of ourselves with each other. So it's quite the honor to lead this community.
Something I was going to say, like with yoga, it's not just fitness.
Right.
It is, I don't know if you'd say spiritual. I think like it's in some ways, it's like a religion for people.
I wouldn't use that word in particular. Not that there's anything wrong with that word. I would say, yeah, definitely connection, spiritual. You know, it's something different for everyone. I mean, that's what's so beautiful about yoga is, for me, it's a journey inward. It really helped me with my stress level at the time because I was in the restaurant. The restaurant business is so go, 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 fast paced. You're always moving. I didn't really know how to relax and breathe and pause. That really wasn't, those words weren't in my vocabulary at the time. So for me, it just put this big mirror in front of my face, being like, okay, are you truly happy with your life? And what are you doing? You know, learning how to calm my mind, introduce breath work into my life to relax me. So, and there are so many physical benefits that come along with it. We call that the cherry on the sundae. And some people use it for the physical benefits. Some people use it for the mental benefits. Some people use it for the emotional and stress reducing benefits. And some people do use it as a spiritual connection. So it's just really different for everyone. That's what I think is so beautiful about it. So many options in yoga.
There's so many different types of practices like vinyasa. I did a lot of restorative yoga back in the day. And you said you also offer Pilates here. So what is the range of what you offer here?
Yeah, we offer. Oh,
and it's not all hot.
No, you know? Most of it is.
Yeah.
Most of it is. We have tried some like lesser heated classes out of request, but they never seem to pick up.
People come here because they want hot.
Yeah, people come here because they want the hot. And I mean, it's not for everyone. Some people try it and just like, it's not for me. And I totally understand you have to do what's right for you. But we have tried some non-heated classes and they're just not as popular. People do come here for the heat. Mm-hmm. So most everything is hot except for our yin classes. We do offer yin, which is warm. There's no heat for that. And that's an amazing class. So we have the yin, we have vinyasa, we have hot 26, we have 26 beats.
I was going to say, what's hot 26?
So hot 26 is the original hot yoga created by a gentleman named Bikram. And there's a whole story there with him, but now they call it the hot 26. And it's basically the same 26 postures gone through twice with two breathing exercises, one at the beginning, one at the end. And there's a whole sequence to it. It's the same every time. So it's really great for beginners because they know what to anticipate. Once you do it one time, you know the sequence and it's going to be the same every time. So it really allows you to kind of quiet the noise, focus on your body, focus on the postures and the techniques. And it is our hottest class. So that can be the challenge for some people is the temperature, but it's a really great class to add into any fitness routine. So we have that. We do the Pilates, which it's not a traditional based mat style of Pilates. It's kind of a fusion. It's called Inferno Hot Pilates, created by this woman named Gabby Walters. It's a fusion of mat based Pilates moves and principles. We use the Pilates breath, and then we add in some are weighted classes, like you'll have weights, you'll have bands, and some are body weight. And we use a timer, so we time our reps. Using the Tabata method. So it's kind of a fusion of a class. And it's really high energy, loud music. We have the lights low. We have some fun LED lights in there. It's really meant to, that is meant for your physical body, physical practice. So right. That's the like fitness side, heart pumping, super fun, lots of laughs going on in there. That's my favorite. That's what I
teach. Sounds fun.
It is really fun. It's challenging. But it's really fun.
So, and how many classes do you have a day?
It varies. It's 3 to 5.
3 to 5 a day. And yeah. Are you open 7 days?
Yeah.
So you just need to go to your website site to find your...
Yeah. www.hotyogawithmeetsberry.com. Super simple. Go under the schedule. It gives you all the class descriptions, teacher descriptions. We do a lot of fun events in the summers too. So we do get out of the studio in the summer. We have a yoga on the farm series. We have one left. Yeah, it's really fun. We just did our brunch this past Sunday. Brunch food's my favorite food. So I do get to still use my passion for cooking. So I cook a meal, a vegetarian plant-based meal for the participants and while they're doing a one-hour yoga class with Johanna, who's one of our teachers, at her little farm called Hope Joe Farm. And it's really fun. So we have one more of those left for the season. And we also do yoga on West Mountain. So it's lab with West Mountain. And this summer we've done like every other Sunday, but it was so popular this year that we added two more dates and they're already full. So it's been quite the hit this summer. It's been a beautiful summer.
That's great. And it's hard. It's hard because there is so much going on, especially in the summertime.
Yes.
To get traction on an event, to get people coming out because they've got so many choices. So there must be something to it.
Yeah.
Bringing the people out.
Yeah. And then we offer retreats. We have one coming up in November in Maine at this place called Topless Farm. I'm really excited about. There's still some spaces left in that. And then we are doing two trips to Portugal next year, which are sold out.
Wow.
We are going to Thailand in 2027.
Exciting.
That has not been released yet. But when it is, that'll be on our website. We're trying to expand our offerings, not just in the studio, outside of the studio, hoping to get some teacher trainings back in here. It's a very exciting community and I'm so lucky to be a part of it.
How many members do you have?
So active members with like auto renewal memberships, we have 112. And then we have a bunch of people that have passes. I still consider them members.
Yeah, they come regularly.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, sometimes people will do yoga, hot yoga a little bit more sparsely in the summer and then rejoin us
fall
and winter.
Yeah. Get in outside of the cold.
Yeah, because it's so nice in the winter. It's like a hug.
So tell me about the benefits of hot yoga and how different the actual class is. Is it the same just with the heat? Or I would imagine you need to do things a little differently.
Yeah, well, So every teacher has their own style that they like to teach. For the most part, I mean, every yoga class I've taken in or without the heat is a gentle warm-up, some sun salutations, and then what they call flows for vinyasa, and then a cool down, and then your final shavasana. So that's kind of like how the base of how I teach and how I was taught to teach. And I would say most of our teachers that are teaching the vinyasas do that. So, and I think any vinyasa class I've been to outside of our studio is about the same. Yeah, and it depends on what style you're taking. But for the heat, a few benefits for the heat is increased flexibility. So the heat warms up your muscles a little bit more, kind of allows you to get a little deeper into stretches. So it is important to do a warm up so you don't injure yourself. And it's important to listen to your body because you don't want to overstretch. Improve circulation, strengthen endurance, detox benefits, immune system support. And for me, like I said, the mental and emotional benefits are the biggest reason why I do hot yoga. Stress relief, mental clarity, resilience, mood boosting, helps with my sleep.
Mm-hmm. And is it dry heat?
It's a little humid. Again, also depends on the class. Like a hot 26 class, you're going to have more humidity than you would in a vinyasa. It also depends on the outside. If it's more humid outside, it tends to be more humid because of our HVAC system that we have that keeps the air clean. We'll draw in from outside. So if it's humid, it'll be a little bit more stuffy in there. But we use panels in the ceilings that are meant to heat your body, not the room. So it's not like forced air or anything like that. So it's meant to heat you from the inside out.
Like a sunlight.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
A sunlight. Not like a heat blowing on you.
Right. Yeah.
Like radiating.
Yep. Yeah. And we have it all set up like a timer and stuff. So it shuts off. And when it gets to the temperature we want it to get to, stuff like that. I think it's a nice.
And is it a temperature similar to like a sauna kind of heat or is it?
I mean, I think a sauna tends to be a little bit warmer.
Just to get an idea.
But it's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's similar. I would say a sauna is a hair more dry. Again, just depends on the level. It's funny. I'm not actually a huge sauna person, but I like
yoga. Yeah. There's differences.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in a sauna. I mean, you could be doing something, but generally you're just sitting there.
Typically.
Where with the yoga, you're taking action. Well, so you're taking in all those benefits you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And so this business was going for a while before you took it on.
Yeah, the previous owner had it. I believe for 7 years, don't quote me on that. And I'm not, I think actually this year, so I was trying to figure this out with one of the teachers who was here from the start. I think we discovered that this year would have been its 15th year overall. Now I'm going to have to reach back out to her, figure out what that was, because 10 would be for me. 15 years, I think. It's been here for a long time.
Because it's a challenge keeping a fitness studio going.
Certainly.
Because tastes fluctuate, and just running a business is a challenge in itself.
Yeah, especially a small local business. It is really rare. Yeah.
This isn't a chain. This isn't a franchise. No. Like, this is a local, fully local business.
Yeah, it was definitely when I took over, it was definitely one of my fears. Like the longevity. The first thing I thought of, what is the first thing people get rid of when they're across hard times? And that is usually their gym memberships. So it's definitely always kind of in the back of my mind of, what if we hit a recession? What if we hit another pandemic? You know, what if? And I just kind of told myself, I can't sit on the what ifs. I'm just going to do what I love and it'll work out. I hope that people receive the benefits of yoga and realize it's a lifelong practice and incorporate it in their life some way and continue to join us for as long as they can. But yeah, tastes fluctuate, fitness regimens fluctuate. So it definitely is like a little fear always in the back of my mind. And I just have to kind of shut that voice off.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go by the fear.
Yeah. And just trust myself.
Yeah.
And trust that the universe is going to provide is kind of...
Well, and the community you've built.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good part of keeping your business going. Like, you know, that if you've got people that are passionate as you, I think it's your passion. People, it radiates.
Yeah.
People capture that and they feel that for the business. I've just, like I said, I've heard people talking about it.
Yeah.
Posting about it on Facebook. And, you know, that's what made me think that this would be a good business to look at.
Yeah. Well, and I have really, I mean, I can't sit here and, I mean, I'm not single-handed here. I have an amazing, amazing team of instructors that have the same passion for this as I do. I mean, they all have full-time jobs and families and they make time to lead yoga classes here. They make time for the community. They make time for each other. They make time to do some of the cleaning. They make time for me. Like we do teacher gatherings sometimes. Yeah. And I couldn't do this without them. They are huge, huge assets to building this community. We're definitely a team. It's a big team.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very lucky. And they've all been here. Some of them have been working here longer than even I have.
Dedication.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're really lucky. And I think that is what has allowed this place to exist for so long and will allow it to continue to exist is the community, the team of instructors. It's all a unit.
Yeah. That's amazing. Was it after COVID that you took this over? So you didn't have to deal with what was going on?
No, thankfully. I don't know how, previous owner survived it. I don't know how. It was very stressful for her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it was stressful for me for the restaurant. I was still able to work though.
Yeah.
Because we were able to do takeout. But places like this, how do they exist?
Well, and you can't do hot yoga virtually.
No,
a lot of people went online.
Right.
And that started a whole new wave of virtually working out. But
I do think that is slowly kind of weaning. I think people realize like it was nice at first, but for me, I lift weights by myself at home because I like that and I can do that and I can stick with that. But for yoga, I don't really do yoga. I like my community. I like the feel of being in the class. I like to be led in person. I like to hear my neighbor's breath. I like to talk to people before and after class. I like to see everyone. So I think that people kind of moved away from that anyway.
Yeah.
Online fitness a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, probably still a little bit there, but.
Yeah. I think people were starving for that connection. Community feeling. So
I agree.
Came back. It's like.
I totally agree. Yeah.
So you've got a lot going on. So you've got your classes, you've got events, you've got retreats coming up. Is there anything else you're thinking for the future?
I mean, I think my ultimate goal, my ultimate dream, and I just constantly put it out in the universe because you never know. I would love my own retreat center.
Okay, that's cool.
So rather than, I've considered opening a second studio. I just don't really know where I would do it. I guess I would maybe go to my hometown in Vermont, but then I'm driving to two different locations. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not here.
Right.
And
you have to have a manager that you trust.
Yeah, which I do, but I don't know if I'm ready to lead this community. I just love the people here so much and I would never see them. But I do have a dream of one day of like owning my own retreat center. So just like someplace, I don't know what that looks like. It's just something I'm dreaming about because I love the retreat so much and I love to travel. So I'm like, how can I do both? So I do the yoga retreats all over the world.
Yeah.
Bring my community with me because then I don't have to miss them.
Right. And it's a good way to go places that you want to go.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope though one day to have my own retreat somewhere. So I don't know if that looks like somewhere in the Adirondacks because I love the Adirondacks and I know people love it.
And your communities. You've got your good community right here.
Yeah. And then I would host people. Retreats.
Bring them here.
Yeah. So that would kind of be my ultimate goal. But I don't know. It's just something I've thought about.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Teacher trainings. I'd like to start leading those. Mm-hmm. I recently just went to Thailand and did a 300-hour yoga teacher training. It was an immersion program to get myself to where I need to be for credentials. And so I could do my own teacher trainings eventually, which maybe I could start doing them at a retreat center.
When exactly. No, there is a retreat center in your future.
I'm there. Put it out there.
Yes. Right. People do it. So why not you?
Manifest it.
Absolutely. You've done this so well. And you sell some merchandise. I was checking out the cute. I love yoga clothing.
Yeah. It's so comfy.
Very comfy.
I know. I very, very rarely wear jeans.
That is one of the things I always loved about yoga is that you could wear comfy clothes.
Yes.
This is some
very comfy.
All the yoga stuff.
Yeah. But you don't need a fancy outfit.
You do not.
It just feels nice.
Yeah. It looks good. Thank you so much. I will have the website address and phone number and email address in the show notes if anybody needs to find them.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.